For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. An African-American man from North Carolina makes what he calls a one-man stand as a Union soldier at Charlottesville's Robert E. Lee statue. A healthcare group addresses the spike in psychiatric admissions to Virginia hospitals by proposing more outpatient services. And we experience a day in the life of the sheriff of Highland County, the smallest county in Virginia by population. This is the WMRA Daily for Friday, May 10th. An African-American man from North Carolina made what he called a one-man stand as a Union soldier Thursday at Charlottesville's controversial statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee. WCVE's Haas Spencer has this report from a city still wrestling with history in the wake of 2017's deadly white supremacist rally.
Today I'm here concluding a 105-day campaign that I began at the University of North Carolina.
William Thorpe wants both UNC and Charlottesville to rid themselves of Confederate statues, which were dedicated during the discriminatory Jim Crow era.
It's one thing to honor the war dead, but it's another thing to glorify. And what this statue did, such a humongous statue, it not only glorifies, but it's a form of intimidation as well.
His message resonated with artist Giselle Gautreau.
His presentation and talking about when the statues were placed and by whom is really important.
A state law has stopped city council from removing statues of Lee and Stonewall Jackson.
In Charlottesville, Haas Spencer, WMRA News.
Charlottesville's Food Justice Network will receive federal grants to improve access to affordable food. The network will receive assistance through the Local Foods, Local Places program, jointly operated by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and the Northern Border Regional Commission. The Daily Progress reports that the local network in Charlottesville is one of 15 communities from across the country receiving assistance this year. The federal initiative helps communities create affordable food markets and promote urban agriculture in low-income neighborhoods. Hershey will invest more than $100 million in Augusta County and create around 65 new full-time jobs there. Governor Ralph Northam announced Thursday that the Global Snacks Company will expand its existing facility in Stewart Straff to increase production. The number one producer of chocolate in North America said it chose the local facility for expansion after evaluating locations around the country. Pennsylvania-based company employs more than 1,000 people in Virginia, most of whom work in Augusta County. Governor Northam approved $1 million in grants from the Commonwealth's Opportunity Fund and the Virginia Investment Performance Program to assist with the project. Hershey is also eligible to receive state tax exemptions and job tax credits for the expansion. Across Virginia, there's been a substantial increase in psychiatric admissions to hospitals to the point where beds are filling up. On Thursday, a group from the Virginia Hospital and Healthcare Association rolled out some ideas on what can be done, as Virginia Public Radio's Mallory Nopain reports.
Dr. Michael McDermott runs Mary Washington Healthcare in Fredericksburg, where he says beds in the psych unit are consistently full.
They're full just about every day, if I'm being honest with you. We probably transfer patients out of the Fredericksburg region to other hospitals and health systems probably every single day in Fredericksburg.
And while there is an effort to just create more space in hospitals across the state, a group of healthcare professionals says there has to be a focus on more creative solutions as well.
Opening more beds is like building more highways and expecting there to be less traffic. It's not going to happen. You're still going to have traffic. You need to build public transportation.
Lisa Castro runs behavioral health services for a hospital in Petersburg.
So I think what we're presenting is more collaborative efforts that surround these patients in their community, in their families, in their schools.
The group will work to expand the use of telemedicine in psychiatry and create more opportunities for outpatient treatment. They also will focus efforts on recruiting more nurses and psychiatrists. I'm Mallory Nopain.
Finally today, being sheriff in Virginia's least populous county means wearing a lot of different hats, and there's no telling how any given day might go. As part of an occasional WMRA series on local jails and law enforcement, Andrew Jenner spent a day with Sheriff David Neal and filed this report.
Sheriff Neal's mornings often begin at school, where he rambles the halls, chats, and checks in.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Ready for another big day?
Yeah, of course.
With a population of about 2,200, Highland County is the smallest in Virginia. Its entire public school system fits in a small building complex in Monterey. Because there's no school resource officer, Neil or one of his deputies stops in at the start and finish of every school day, as long as something more pressing doesn't come up.
It's good just to see the smiles on the little ones.
There are personal perks to this part of the job. Neil's daughter, son-in-law, and wife all work here. And for 6 Highland Elementary students, Sheriff Neil is also Grandpa Neil.
So that's a little more pleasure for me to walk from class to class. Get to see how my grandkids are doing every morning, too.
Neil graduated from this same high school in 1976. After 18 years working for the phone company, he became a Highland County Sheriff's deputy. He was elected sheriff in 2015.
I like helping people, and I look at our job as more, you know, helping people than hurting people or trying to put people in jail. You know, we try to reform people and help people in any way we can.
In such a small community, the job has a unique rhythm.
Well, we're here. I feel lucky that, you know, we got more time to go out and spend with the public and just on routine patrols and keeping everybody safe in their homes.
With just 6 deputies, he does a little bit of everything.
From homicides down to chasing cattle out of the road.
And of course, the loathsome paperwork that piles up no matter how fast he shuffles through it. Neil also picks up the mail, keeps bills paid, and fills in as the handyman.
I don't think your larger sheriffs, you see them with a paintbrush in their hand, you know, painting inside their office and stuff, but I do that here when I can.
Highland County is not awash in tax revenue, and Neil can't pay his deputies or dispatchers much. Turnover is a major challenge. And since he's been sheriff, Neil has collected tens of thousands of dollars in private donations to buy new guns, a communication trailer, and an off-road vehicle.
I'm very reluctant to go to our supervisors and ask for money. It's just a struggle in a small county to get revenues to work with.
But no matter how big or small a community is, things change fast in law enforcement. A call comes into the dispatch center. Structure fire. In seconds, Neil's out the back door and in his truck, screaming east. He knows exactly where he's headed, and he's worried. The old man who lives there is in poor health. No one's sure if he got out. When you know practically everyone in a community, emergency response often hits close to home.
Yeah, that's what makes it tough in a small town, too. You know, if something bad goes on, you feel for everybody, because I know all these people.
Are
they out of there?
We don't know if anybody's even in there. We can't get in.
Neil throws it in park and runs toward the smoldering house. He tries opening the front door, but is driven back by the choking smoke. Oh. As firefighters arrive and scramble into action, Neil helps them drag a hose behind the house. Word eventually trickles back that the man who lives here is accounted for elsewhere. The house looks like a total loss, but the on-scene anxiety ratchets down a bit. Neil's one of the last to leave. On his way back to the office, he waves to a VDOT guy who'd been helping direct traffic. He's Neil's son. Neil gets back to the office in Monterey in time for a taco bowl lunch at High's restaurant. So long as another emergency doesn't break out, he'll spend much of the afternoon battling his paperwork problem. As he begins the slog, I head out on patrol with Deputy Sheriff Bob Kelly.
Every 10 days to 7 days, I try to travel over every road in the county, keep tabs on what's going on, check for, you know, speeders, traffic violations. Yeah, he's speeding. It's 35 mile an hour, and he's running 47. I'll let that one go.
About 2 hours later, we've passed no more than 20 cars. Normal for a weekday afternoon this time of year. No tickets today. Back at the office, Neil's still at his desk.
Been running receipts and back and forth to the county administrator and getting some bills, trying to get them paid up today. And you can see my desk is still full of paperwork.
He's hoping to be out of here in another hour or so to make it to tonight's Little League games.
My grandkids are playing ball to see. It's usually five, six, somewhere, sometimes 8, 9 before I get out of here. But on evenings like this, when I got ball games, I like to support the kids in the Little League, so I go try to encourage them and attend their games.
All in all, it's been a typical day with the same old dose of the unexpected. As per usual, there's no telling what tomorrow will bring. Though if it's slow in Highland County, Sheriff Neil can always count on paperwork. For WMRA News, I'm Andrew Jenner.
You can learn more about that story at WMRA.org. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoy your Friday.